Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
How are you feeling about everything going forward in terms of how things are playing out here?
I'm feeling really good, and I'm going to tell you why. So campaigns are not just based on emotions. They're also based on metrics. So Democrats win in these historic natures in these of these campaigns, especially when we see Barack Obama and then now where we could see our first female and our first Black and South Asian president. And the metrics that I'm seeing where I believe that we will win is urban areas, like in Philadelphia, where we're seeing younger voters, we're seeing more diverse voters come out in large droves in these urban areas that produce enough of a vote for these overall states to tip Democratic. And so as we know, you know, Georgia and North Carolina oftentimes come in early and quick. Those results are tabulated pretty quickly. So we can base a lot of data in really where the country's going by those early results in those states. As you know, Pennsylvania is a critical state. It takes a couple days to, you know, finally tabulate those votes, especially if they come in throughout the duration of the night. But we're also looking to Michigan, and we're looking to states like Nevada and Arizona. And I believe the last few weeks of the campaign, the Trump campaign really became unhinged, and a lot of people became turned off. And as you know, these elections come really quickly. And yes, there's Democrats and there's Republicans, but we have a country of unaffiliated voters who show up every 4 years and oftentimes either switch from Democrat or to Republican. And I think the Democrats were able to harness in on that energy of, wait a minute, are you really aligned with this person? Do you really think Puerto Rico is an island of garbage? Do you really believe that our institution of our democracy should be at stake where we take retribution out on enemies? I mean, I think a lot of that culminated for a lot of people that said, wait a minute, I may have voted for Trump in 16 and in 2020, but he lost me in this election. And I was at the polls all day today. And I was in my district, I was in Lovejoy, I was in Cheektowaga, stumping for Assemblymember Monica Wallace. And, you know, as go Cheektowaga, so does the country. There, it's really kind of like the bellwether of Erie County of very moderate voters who are replicative of people who vote and live in this country. And I could tell a lot of folks got fed up. And ultimately, what I noticed, because, you know, politics is a lot about sociology. It's about human behavior and what connects and what drives people to come out and vote. And when I was banging on doors, a lot of the negative ads that came from Republicans didn't sway voters, they just suppressed voters. I'd go on the doors and they say, you know what, look, I saw so many negative campaign ads, I'm staying home. And so Democrats, like myself, have to internally look and say, wait a minute, they didn't deploy those negative attacks to persuade anyone. They want to suppress and keep voters home so that their tried and true supporters and base come out. And I think that that's where we're going to see a lot of these election results live.
I think you said it a little bit, but there's some concerns, obviously, that, you know, maybe this presidential election and the process will kind of drag itself out maybe a little bit, a couple of, how long do you anticipate the process playing out, you know, once results start to flood in from other states, including here in New York, and before we hear someone as the proclaimed winner?
You know, in the past three election cycles, we've seen states come really close. We saw the state of Georgia come down to a less of a percent. And when you get into those areas, recounts happen. You have election inspectors coming out. So in certain states, you might not see this play out for a couple of days. In 2020, we saw election night happen on Tuesday, and we saw Biden claim the presidency on a Saturday. I certainly hope that doesn't happen that long, because I think that the longer that it waits, it builds anxiety and it builds mistrust. So I think it's hyper critical for local officials and election officials across the county in the country to make sure that they're tabulating those votes quickly, accurately, and then transparently showing the voters where they lie. I don't think that we're going to walk away at midnight tonight necessarily knowing, but I do think by Wednesday morning and afternoon, we'll know where the country lies and who will be the next president of the United States.
I know that you kind of just answer my next question, but the longer this process carries out, I mean, how long do you think it really does take before you start to feel some of that concern with, a doubt over the electoral process and everything?
I think that people start getting anxious by Thursday and Friday, saying, wait a minute, we held a huge election on Tuesday. But what I want to talk about is life is complex, and everyone wants something down into 2 seconds. But the way we vote now is not how we voted decades ago. We have early voting. We have mail-in voting. We have same-day voting and registration. We're starting to see the electoral process in voting become more inclusive to make sure that everyone has the ability to vote. So to tabulate all that and to cross-reference and to make sure of the validity of all of our votes does take time. But to me, one thing I want to see is where, you know, you're turning on the TV now, you're seeing like 4 million people in the state, entire state of Florida early voted. I mean, when we know here when we get early vote, we plug the chips in and then those election results are up and within 10 minutes because they've been tabulated already. So I'm hoping that, you know, with the surge of early voting occurring across the country, that we see that these tallies, get tabulated quicker so that we could see where the direction of the majority of the election is going.
And it seems like in New York State, at least, it seems like the electoral process, the process of tallying the votes and getting the results seems pretty quick. And so for some of these other states, it seems to be lacking behind. What do you believe it is about New York State specifically that they're so good at it that maybe another state that maybe one of these battleground states or another state that just takes a little longer with the process can look to New York and say, maybe we should look to do that so these results can, you know, be maybe a little more easier to process?
I would say we come down to three things. First, we have great county election officials. The second is timelines of when ballots have to come in to be tabulated, and also like the rules and policies that govern it. So, you know, you could go down to the Board of Elections when mail-in ballots here happen, and they're opened, they're looked at inspections, election inspectors, and then bam, they're right in a machine getting tabulated quickly. And so there, we have policies and procedures that make it very stringent on making this in a timely manner, and thus those votes getting tabulated quickly, thus people feeling good and transparent and comfortable with our electoral process.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.